Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Throughout my life, dating back to my earliest childhood memories, I have known of God's disdain for sin. His anger and his punishment for sin are well documented in the Scriptures and are a frequent focus in the stories of Sunday school tradition. I can remember being taught on more than one occasion about how our just God hates the sins that we do, but that He loves us, the sinners. But our text for today, the sixth in our series on things that the Lord hates, teaches us a basic biblical truth that flies in the face of what I was taught as a child and what many Christians and maybe many of you probably believe. Today's text teaches us that God does not just hate the parts of the person, the eyes, the tongue, the hands, the heart, the feet, as we've been reading about in Proverbs, those things that do the evil. Nor does He just hate the sins that people do. Our text teaches us that God hates the people themselves. Our text from Proverbs states that God hates a false witness, that person who pours out lies. This passage, along with many others throughout the Bible, teach us that God hates sinners. In fact, nowhere in the Scriptures do we ever see that hell is going to be filled with cabinets and shelves full of damned sins. It's not merely sins that are condemned to hell. It's people. Jesus speaks of actual people going away to eternal punishment, of people being sent to that place where the worm never dies and the fire never goes out, of people suffering, being separated from the presence of God for all eternity, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Never anywhere in the Scriptures do we ever see God simply condemning sins. He condemns and He hates the people. And some of the people that He hates the most are those people who give a false witness about others. People who tell lies and spread rumors and destroy reputations with false and or misleading information. The eighth commandment forbids us from speaking untruthfully about others, but it also then exhorts us to guard and defend the reputation of others. Our lives are to be lived in such a way that we bear witness to and we defend the truth, no matter what the cost. Doesn't sound that difficult. And yet think how often our witness for Christ is compromised. How often our witness for Christ is a false witness. We say that God is love, and then we react to others in hate. We speak of God's forgiveness, and then we fail to be forgiving. We teach how in Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, and yet we're quick to recognize race and creed and class. We talk a good game about being faithful and true witnesses for God, and yet all too often our witness is false, And we're caught up in the habit of pouring out lies. That's a frightening realization to face, especially because the Scripture teaches us that God hates such people. But the Scriptures also teach us that God loves such people. The Scriptures teach us that Christ Jesus was sent into this world to suffer and to die and to rise for such people. They teach us that God's hatred for us and His punishment for us was actually carried and conquered by Christ Jesus through the cross. They teach us that through faith, God's hatred of us is covered over by Jesus' blood. And thus His justice is satisfied and His love is released. The Scriptures teach us that while God absolutely and positively hates sinners, He also absolutely and positively loves sinners and forgives sinners for Christ's sake. And finally, the Scriptures teach us that when those two opposing forces and those two opposing teachings go up against one another, that God's grace and His love and His mercy always win out. But that doesn't mean that we can become careless about our witness of Him or others, by no means. Rather, through the same Spirit by which He has called us into faith, He has also called us to be faithful and truthful witnesses. Just as the Holy Spirit testifies to the truth, He now also calls us to testify to the truth. We are to be witnesses for Jesus who give a truthful testimony and an honest example of who and what Christ Jesus is. The life that we live should be a clear reflection of the life that Christ lived. Not because if we don't, we're going to face God's wrath. But in loving and thankful response to what Jesus did for us, so that we would never have to face God's wrath. God hates false witnesses who pour out lies. He hates those kind of people so much that He's going to damn them to hell for all eternity. He also, for Christ's sake, loves and forgives those same false witnesses and through the gift of faith bestows on us, the gift of everlasting life. May we each live our lives faithfully and truthfully testifying to the One who graciously and mercifully sacrificed Himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.